Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to flip the switch. The Rabbit Ears Broadcasting Network is on the air.
Has anybody got the duck?
But you are something, let me tell you. You are really something.
I don't like putting my television on in the living room. I only do it maybe on odd days, like you said, because I don't want to burn out the bowl.
You light on this, like giving me a bottle of water and leave the water out of it.
So what will you do, though? So, you poop your pants.
Because our opinion is all that matters.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
But in the scope of the universe, how is that, what is, how does that even matter?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Welcome to the 2G Show.
Welcome to the 2G Show, November the 12th, 2016. We're glad you joined us here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. This is MG. Of course, I'm joined each and every show. He's capable and he's funny. It's GG. How you doing, G?
What do you say? What do you hear?
All right, well, the post-election 2G Show, and to tell you I'm excited, is an understatement. But we're going to get to that. Let me get some business out of the way here. Let me get some numbers out. If you want to get on the show, you want to listen on your phone, you can do that by calling 619. The hell knows what area code that is, but 619-393-6728. You can hit the 1 button. And that will get you in our lobby. Let us know that you want to get on the show. And we encourage that. We're also in the chat room today, blogtalkradio.com/the2Gs. And you can interact with us there in the chat room. I saw guest 1248. Welcome. If you want to ask any questions or anything or comment, type it in there and we will respond. All right, Jay, what do you got for starting off this day today?
Well, it's good to hear a little joy in your voice, but
yes.
To get started, to get started, I know people, on the Twitter page, Gary the Hat, that's D-A, Gary the Hat, didn't like me when I do my condolences, but just give me a little break. I'm going to do just a couple here. One was Robert Vaughn. Okay, so people don't remember Robert Vaughn. He was in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., is what he's mostly known for. He was in some movies before that, but he just passed away at the age of, I think, 82. Also, brother, this gentleman here who wrote one of the greatest songs of our lifetime, and while I get this set up, you tell him who I'm talking about there, bro. Tell him who I'm talking about.
I don't know. I'm guessing because I know the Leonard Cohen or whatever his name is died, C-O-H-E-N or something like that. That's what I think you're going with. I don't know what song he wrote. I'm sure once you play it, I'll recognize it.
Okay, yeah, Leonard Cohen, not well known, but well known in the music industry. This is the song that he wrote. It's one of the greatest of all time. song sung by many, many artists. Hallelujah. He just passed away this week, also at the age of 82.
Okay. It didn't take us long to get back into the obituaries. We're back. But that was a big one, I have to admit. I don't know, the man from Uncle ran up at that one, but that was a big one. So we will come in to the obituaries when the you know, when we consider big stars. All right, brother. Well, yeah, a little joy in my voice. The America, I have confidence in Americans again. The media, they thought they can fool us. But this was a big, I have to say, a little stunned, a little surprised. I'm not going to lie. Big victory for Donald Trump. And for, I mean, I know we've had presidents before, but for me, this just feels different. I just feels different, this one. And I really feel that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. So let me get your take, brother. I know you don't watch. You're not into politics. You know, you're informed. You're an informed voter, but you don't follow like I do. But even you who have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever you get up in the morning there, you're even watching this Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. What's your thoughts here on this election?
Well, first of all, of course, I was pretty surprised. We know I was surprised. We've been saying this all along while he was running for president. That, you know, it's good to hear a new voice. You know, the same old stagnant politicians. It was nice to hear something different. You're probably, you know, what's he going to last, you know, a few weeks? Weeks turned into months. Months turned into, you know, and then 18 months later, he's the president of the United States. It's unbelievable, I have to say for myself.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then all the news, the articles are written, they were all like no one got it right. No one. They should do their homework first. And they should have seen this maybe coming because, you know, they're right out there in the fields. I mean, a gentleman who was on the plane like a day before, the next day from the Times wrote that he doesn't have a chance. This shows you, you know, they all look like a horse's ass now. Every single one of them couldn't get this right. You know what I'm saying? But you know, with all this, you know, the guy hasn't done anything yet. What's all the protests? Okay, I don't know, but maybe I'm missing something, bro. And you can enlighten me because you're into the politics like more than I am. Since when is he a racist? You know, and I want to know with all these other these coaches, these players. Okay, I don't know that everybody all of a sudden is Jesus, or no one said nothing, or done nothing. You know, all of a sudden everybody's turning into Jesus, and oh my God, we, you know, what are we gonna do? They're crying. I mean, they're in the streets. Protest for something that's meaningful. Why don't you go down to the Chicago areas and protest against violence? Okay, he wasn't president then, was he? When this shit's going down, when the shootings are going down in nightclubs.
Nope.
That's not Donald Trump. He wasn't president then.
Nope.
I don't understand all of a sudden all these people with the crying and the protest. He's our president now, guys. Okay? Calm down. Calm down. Okay? You're going to live. We're all going to live. Let's see what he does. And if you don't like what he does,
you vote
in 4 years, you're out. I mean, but you're going crazy on something that the guy hasn't even done anything yet. Let's see what he can do. I mean, you guys, these politicians ruined everything. We need a new voice. So let's see what happens.
Yeah, you know, brother, it is really amazing. I think you said the same thing years ago, that we needed somebody outside. You can't really express it in a 30-minute show in 5 minutes, but this guy did. I mean, there's never been a guy, a president, who's never had no political experience, zero, not a mayor, nothing. This guy went from the outside, June 16th, came down the escalator. He had to fight off the Republican establishment. They didn't like him. The Bushes didn't vote for him. John Kasich in Ohio, all these establishment. He had to fight against the Liberal Democrats, which is normal. And he had to fight against the media. I mean, you can't. It's impossible to win when you have the GOP against you, the Democrats against you, and the media. But he went directly to the American people. He used the Twitter. He used the Facebook. He went right to the American people, and they rose up, and I am proud that they got it right. And these protesters, brother, I mean, when Barack Obama won in 2008 and 2012, I wasn't happy. You don't see this rioting in the streets. You can protest. You have no right to destruct to destroy property and to hurt people. I just watched the other day a guy in Chicago got pulled out of his car and he got that crap beat out of him because he voted for Trump. This is ridiculous. Give this guy a chance. And all these celebrities, brother, all these people, they did it with Bush and they didn't honor their word. They said they were going to leave the country. They need to leave. You said you were going to leave, you need to leave. And all these people who say he's not my president, he is your president, unless you need to leave the country. Give him a chance. He's a different type of Republican. He's not going to be the same old, same old. Give him a chance. You're going to be surprised. He's not racist. He doesn't hate women. And you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with this guy. So I'm excited. I want to run a theory by you real quick, brother. I respect Buddy, the professor, the Buddy and Michael show, even when I disagree with him. He told me that even a week before this election was over, he believed that Donald Trump got into the election to lose it on purpose to give it to Hillary Clinton. Now, do you think Donald Trump was going to spend a year and a half of his life, spend millions of dollars of his money, take the abuse just so he can lose on purpose to Hillary Clinton? Is that the most ridiculous? Do you believe that?
That's the most ridiculous. I'm sorry. I love Buddy myself. But that is the most ridiculous thing. Like, the guy even said, I mean, if he loses, this would be the worst, but what did he say? Waste of time that he has ever done.
Yeah, he most mistaken. It was a mistake to go. That's what he said. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's what he said. I mean, I love Buddy. But do you think he got in this race just to particularly lose? I mean, that's crazy.
that is a crazy
unbelievable.
Statement.
That is a crazy statement. So we're happy to give him a shot, and we'll move. Yeah, brother.
Yeah. It's just, you know when you say these guys, they pull people out and they give them beatings and everything? Because what happened was, you know, when you make injustice become justice, stuff like this happens. You know, when you had with the story in Missouri there, Ferguson, when you let people riot.
Yeah.
I mean, you let people get away with this. It just figures they got away with it, and people figure they can get away with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, you had to go in there and stop stuff like this, and we didn't. We just let people burn stores, which I don't make – it doesn't make any sense to me. And you let them get away with it.
Brother, be honest, because you're not really a Republican, Democrat. You're kind of straight down the line, in my opinion. You vote for who you think is the best person. But be honest. If Donald Trump would have lost, and you had a bunch of, I don't know, people, rednecks, whatever you want to call them, out in the streets, burning cars, and stopping traffic, breaking the... You don't think that the media would be all over this saying, this is Donald Trump needs to come out, this is ridiculous? You don't think they would do all that?
Of course, they would be sore losers. It'd be a big media thing. It would be a big media thing.
And I'll tell you one thing: the president did the right thing. You know, he and that's all about America and the politics. But brother, before I leave this subject, President Obama came out. You had to see that. I think it was 11 or 12 staffmen, his staff, standing behind him back there when Trump was coming up. Two of them were crying, and the other seven or eight of them were absolute, complete shock on their faces. Like, they just cannot believe that this happened. Donald Trump is the president? I still can't believe it. Donald Trump? And they were stunned. They were stunned. But, you know, the president needs to come out, Obama, and Hillary Clinton needs to come out and say, you know what, you want to protest, fine, you don't have a right to violence. So... that's where we are, brother. We'll see how he does.
Yeah, I know. But I think Obama did say, you know, to the American people, I mean, he's our president. I think, unless I'm hearing him wrong, maybe you. But give him a, he's our president. Now we've got to stand behind him. At least he did say that. So people got to, listen to your president now. He's our president now. You got to listen to him. And let's, get behind your president. Let's hope he does good.
Behind.
I mean, stop with all this nonsense that's going on in this world. And let's turn things around. Let's do something good for once.
He's going to do it, brother. Brother, I'm telling you, this feels different. Even Reagan, who came in with the Democrats, this just feels different. Maybe I'm crazy. This feels different to me. It really feels like we have somebody you and I have been talking about. We've got to come in. We've got to shake this up. I really believe it. and call me crazy, that this is the Democrats and Republicans are love this guy. And real quick, even the day after, I mean, he had to go meet Obama. A New York police officer was killed tragically. You know what he did on the most important day of his life? He has to go meet Obama. He wanted to go to the funeral. He picked up the phone and he called him. Obama, don't do that. I'm sorry. You don't do that. This man loves America. He loves people, brother. He loves the law enforcement. He loves the military people. He's going to do right by them, brother. I'm telling you. I said he's going to.
Well, as brother, you know, as I said, we got to hope. He's our president. I mean, and I understand that people are upset because maybe they might have to work a little harder. And maybe there might not be things free to them as it is over the years. I mean, and they're worried about that. But, you know, he's going to hold everybody accountable. And that's what you need. Everybody has to be held accountable. And that's what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Have to be held accountable. And a real quick shout out to your son, Jason. Smart. What a kid. You made some smart people, kids. Let me tell you. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But not going to name names. But, you know, I get on to Facebook, and maybe I'm a little crazy, and I rub it in. I apologize for that. But you know, somebody calling me a racist, calling their parents a racist, and I mean, that's ridiculous because I don't support Barack Obama. I mean, give me a break. I don't like that. And Jay came to my defense, and I have to give a shout out there for your son. I mean, that was just I really appreciate that. So, all right, brother. Let's move on here. Let's get a number out here real quick. 619-393-6728. That's your way into the 2G show here on the Blog Talk Radio Station. All right, brother, we're done here already. But let's go back to the
call.
Before
I get into the call, can I tell you something?
Yes.
Last week I was giving praise to the Comcast. I gave praise to the Comcast, right?
Yeah, I remember.
And I might have to take it back. I mean, I got to take it back. Let me tell you how incompetent. I don't know what I was thinking last week. Maybe I had one too many Pabst Blue Ribbons or whatever. But
could be. The most could be. Yeah.
They've been calling me basically during the day because Debbie has to answer it. But they've been calling at 10 o'clock, at 2 o'clock, and at 5 o'clock pretty much all week long telling me to confirm my appointment that I have with them on Friday at 5 or whatever. I don't have no appointment with them.
Oh, boy.
I don't have nothing set up, nothing. Okay, I haven't done nothing. Well, everything has been done before. When they came over the 5th or whatever what day it was, everything is done. They called Monday. They called Tuesday. They called Wednesday. Okay, I had enough. I got on the phone with them on Thursday. I says, once again, you incompetent people over there, I don't have an appointment set up. You were calling the wrong number.
Unbelievable.
I said, if you're sorry, you won't be calling me. Okay? Stop with the nonsense.
Unbelievable.
Oh, hold on. She looked me up. I'll make a real show. She looked me up. She goes, no, you don't have nothing here. I said, then who's calling me? Here's the numbers. I got the numbers written down of the because it comes up on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
She texts, you know. No, you got nothing. And I put it in your file here not to call because you don't have anything going on. And, you know, we're not going to have real sorry. Stop with the sorry. You be done. We put it in there. No calls. Do you know on Friday they call twice?
You can't make this up. You cannot make this up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they call twice.
You can laugh about this one because it doesn't affect, you know, them coming out, but it just shows you the incompetence.
And Debbie goes, who do you want? It's the plumbing company.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. They have the wrong number for the plumbing company. Brother, I mean, you can't make this up, brother.
I was so annoyed with them. You had to hear me on Thursday. I was so annoyed with them.
Brother, you can't make it up.
We had this number for 6 years. How do you write the number down? It's wrong. do you keep calling my number? I didn't give you my number. Will you go and set something up? Don't you have a number for them to call?
Yeah,
don't you know who you're calling? They don't know who they're calling, and they don't know who it's for.
Yeah, and the plumbing company might have needed them, and they're not going to get over there because they're going to call the wrong people.
Yeah.
Well,
so the plumbing company is probably going to call them. Yeah, the plumbing company is probably going to call them, and where are you? They probably get the leave a message, and then they're going to call us saying that we're on our way.
Brother, between your funniest one was when you had no phone, you told the people that they come to the gate, and then they call the number, they leave, and they say, well, we called. And then for me, they said they're going to come that day, which is unheard of. I should have realized right then they don't give you an appointment that day. They don't show up. Then they say they're going to come tomorrow between 5 and 6. And then the next day, the guy comes at 10 o'clock. I mean, you can't make this up.
No,
why
can't
they get it right?
I really don't understand this company. They make tremendous amount of money, and they cannot figure out this service.
They can't get customer service. It's the worst thing in the world. So, yeah, you've jumped the gun, and I think I also jumped the gun. I was gone from your Publix on Del Prado for a month or two. I said, let me get him a chance. Yesterday, I said, let me go take mom there yesterday. I'm not going to get into it. Another absolute disaster at that Del Prado. I go to a lot of Publix. I go to 10 to 12 Publix a month because I travel a lot. And they just can't get it right, that one over there. So I understand what you're saying. So, all right, brother. Well, let's move along here and get near the end of the show. We can end with TV, or you want to get something on Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, can I just say something about Colin Kaepernick? Here's a guy who has a right, who is kneeling during the national anthem because of injustice in this country, and he's not going to stand until he has change. And you know what he does, brother? You know what Kaepernick did?
Yeah, I know. I know what he didn't do. So tell the listeners.
He didn't vote.
Exactly.
He had the nerve not to vote.
Yeah.
He didn't like the two candidates. That's besides the point.
Write somebody in. Even if you vote and it means nothing, take the time to vote and write somebody in.
Okay, but not only that, you have local people you can vote for too. If you want change.
Exactly.
The only way you can have effect change is to use your right as an American citizen. Who you're lucky you got a great job as a football player and you stink, but they still pay you. And you can't have the freaking nerve to go out and vote after you standing, kneeling down on the national anthem and you want change? I mean, I find that, and I don't know what to say about that. And there's people who are defending him.
I haven't seen too many. Even the what's his name there? It was on Bill O'Reilly the other day. What's his name? Stephen A. Was on
Stephen
there,
A.
And even he didn't. But I gotta say something. But we have got the boy. Well, you have been. You on this again? I gotta say this, and people think I'm just blowing smoke. You are on this way before me. I won't even turn the channel to ESPN. I won't even turn the channel. I will watch it. I don't care if Dave Mason, the Giants, were playing the game and Dave Mason was singing the national anthem. I'm not putting on ESPN. And you are on this way ahead of me. Their audience is down. They're so friggin' liberal. I can't take it anymore. Just Colin Kaepernick. I can't take it anymore, brother. I can't take it.
I mean, I really don't understand, how this guy is just not booed off the freaking team. I mean, when he gets out on the field.
I don't know. Well, San Francisco, I mean, that's one of the most liberal, one of the most liberal cities. But still, I mean,
he didn't vote.
Yeah, brother.
A lot of people didn't vote, and then they're out there crying after Hillary lost.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Brother, you can't make this stuff up, brother. You can't make this stuff up. But it's coming to an end. You ever seen that Sheriff Clark, the guy from Milwaukee? You ever seen a black guy, Sheriff Clark?
No, not really.
Okay. Guy is tremendous. He's a sheriff in Milwaukee, and he is tremendous. But this is going to come to an end. People should have a right to protest, but they aren't right to riot. But you can't make this up, brother. And you're usually ahead of the curve on this. You're ahead of the curve on this.
It's just being as an American citizen, it just bothers the hell out of me that people pull this crap all the time. You know what I mean? He divided the people. He divided a lot of people on this matter. A lot of people were either for or against him. He divides everybody, and then he doesn't go out and vote. So, I mean, you can't take him seriously. You cannot take him seriously.
No, you can't take him seriously. You know, and they say, you know, the NFL ratings are down big time, big time. And I'm not saying it's only because of that, but I think if you look at Trump's victory, who voted for Trump, and then you look at Colin Kaepernick and what he's doing, I think there's something to that, brother. I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that subject there, that the people are just fed up with all this nonsense that goes on with these football players who half the time they're blind. And that Roger Goodell, he's another idiot. You know, I would go forward. He's an idiot when he says that Trump in the White House, it's going to be hard to stop domestic violence. I mean, how do you say something like that? And you're ahead of an NFL franchise, a commission of one of the biggest things in the NFL, and you come out with a statement like that? You can't. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is. It really is. So, all right, but we're getting down to the end here. We can go on and on with this. It was a very good show today, which is why I love hockey. I mean, to me, hockey is just, to me, the best sport out there. But anyway, final thoughts here, brother, as we end us today's show.
Well, I just want to say, to everybody out there, let's just, stop all the nonsense. Let's get behind the president and let's see what change we can do and let's see what happens. I mean, once again, wherever you're listening to the show, tell your friends and family members and everybody to tune into the show. We appreciate it. MG, Dad, you have a great job. And adios, muchachos, and everybody. Take it easy. And I just want one more thing.
Sure, I got time.
I want to say thanks to our veterans. Yesterday was Veterans Day, and I want to say thanks to veterans, all the veterans. Really appreciate what you've done, and it gives us an opportunity that we're able to do this.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it. I'm glad you said about the veterans, brother, because that's one of the most biggest travesty in this country. Republican, Democrat, I don't care who it is. But the veterans are treated in this country is ridiculous. I think Donald Trump will take care of the veterans. I believe that, call me naive, but that is ridiculous. We take care of illegal immigrants better than a veteran. You go and fight for this country. You come back here, you have the best health care, the best care, period. I don't care what doctor you go to, the veterans or not. You fight for this country, you get the best care. And it's a travesty what goes on. I'm disgusted with this. So I hope he does something like he says he would. Join us next week. Mom, thanks for listening. Anyone on demand listening, tell your friends about the show. We will be back next week. So for GG, this is MG. Good night, America.
About the women, the booze that I've been drinking, days that I've been spending, something is missing.